Welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust, Abuja, Nigeria. My name is Mardia Umar. Thank you for joining us on this episode. In less than 35 days, eligible voters would move to the polls to choose their president. But I'd like to put this question out there. Do you know what the leading presidential candidates have promised you as a Nigerian when they are voted into power? Yes? No? All right. In order to make you understand these promises, the 20th edition of the Daily Trust Dialogue, centered on interrogating the 2023 presidential agenda, all effort was made to bring the leading presidential candidate to tell us what they have in store for Nigerians. Unfortunately, they could not attend, but they each made a recording of themselves talking about what the agenda are. First is the candidate of the APC, Bola Ahmed Tinubu.
We shall create a better life for all and a future of promise for our youth. Revive our economy. We will make affordable healthcare, education, and housing accessible for all. And most importantly, we will lead and deliver bold and assertive security measures to enable a strong yet adaptive national security architecture that will obliterate terror, kidnapping, banditry, and violent crimes from the face of our nation.
And now to the presidential candidate of the NNPP, Rabiu Kwankoso.
First and foremost, our peace in this country, going by what we believe as leaders, is not just to have peace in Nigeria. If you have peace in Nigeria and in your neighbors, you don't have peace, then you have issues, you have problems.
Now, you see, the first thing any responsible government should do in a situation like this is to bring peace. Nobody would want to go and commit avoidable suicide. People would want to invest, but in a manner that people are safe in those areas. And that's the first thing we will not provide, not only in oil-producing states, but across the country. Because as it stands today, we have more issues with security even in other parts of the country, especially in Northwest and even in Northeast. And that's why we are increasing the number of the military, and that's why we are going to provide special training, special equipment, relevant technology, and so on, to fight the situation or the insecurity of 2023 and upwards.
Let's now hear from presidential candidate of the Labour Party, Peter Obi.
I'm going to ensure that I secure, unite Nigeria. I'm going to govern by consensus rather than coercive, and all this. Today in Nigeria is the issue of security. So it's an essential issue that must be dealt head on, decisively, immediately review and restructure the entire security architecture. Make it responsive and responsible. I move the country from consumption to production. The structure that has brought disunity in Nigeria, that is the structure we want to remove. We want to bring a structure that will secure, unite, and bring about production-centered leadership in Nigeria. A structure that will start governing by rule of law, a structure that will fight corruption. This is the structure we need now. So I believe that the people know what I'm fighting for.
Lastly, we get to hear from the presidential candidate of the PDP, Atiku Abubakar.
My policy agenda, which is encapsulated in the Unity Seed proposal, is the action plan that our administration will pursue in rescuing this country if I am elected president. The core objective of this agenda is to unify Nigeria by ensuring that we build a political and social process that accommodates all and leaves no one behind. To this end, the first direction that our administration will take is to reinvent the principle of government of national unity, which will make our administration reflect the peculiar agitations of our people. When we create an atmosphere that makes all Nigerians take ownership of government and governance, the drive to achieve national unity becomes easier. And with our unity restored, it becomes easier to approach the other challenges of security, economy, education, and devolution of powers.
And those were the voices of the presidential candidate of the APC, NNPP, LP, and PDP. We'll now go on a short break. When we come back, you get to hear how the panelists of the 20th Daily Trust Dialogue interrogated the presidential agenda. The show returns shortly. Do stay.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust, on Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust, and on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust. Before the break, we heard from the presidential candidates talking about what they intend to do when they finally become president of Nigeria. To analyze and interrogate the agenda, a team of panelists were brought together at this year's Daily Trust Dialogue. The panelists are a member of board of the Center for Democracy and Development, Mr. Jibrin Ibrahim, former chairman of the board of directors at First Bank of Nigeria, Mrs. Ibukun Awoshika, a human capacity development specialist, Dr. Eugene Enahoro, and a lecturer in analysis of business problems at the Lagos Business School, Dr. Yetunde Anibaba. Let's hear what the panelists have to say.
You're essentially listening to the same thing, because our problems are the same anyway. They're not going to go away. Right now, what's our biggest problem? We have a security issue. There is no decent right-thinking candidate that is not going to point at the security issue. Everyone can identify the problem. Our real challenge is in getting any candidate to take the problems and give you strategic, deliberate, intentional guideline of how they want to solve the problem with clear plans that you can hold people to, plans you can analyze, you can evaluate, and we're going to provide education for everybody. How? At what cost? Where are the resources going to come from? That's in the planning, that's in the execution, that's in structures that you build. And the reality is, don't even just tell us blankets what you will do. Tell us what you can do within the window of time that you will have, and that we can then build on. Because then our expectations are managed along that. So we're going to fight corruption. I've had that 1,001 times across every elections. So frankly, we still got the same circle of leaders moving around it. So is in the how, is in the integrity of the individuals. If we can trust their word to do exactly what they say they will do, those are the things that we need to look at. We will educate the children. That shouldn't be so difficult. But yet, we still have 20 million out-of-school children. So I'll leave it for them.
And that was the voice of Mrs. Ibukun Awoshika. Now let's hear from Dr. Jibrin Ibrahim.
I've read these manifestos. None of them speak about how they will address the question of how do you have a public service that can deliver the promises they make. The second structural constraint I see in all of them is the composition of the leaders of the political parties. As Dr. Awoshika Aiken said, they've been in power for a long time, most of these people, we've seen them in government. What is the integrity factor among some of the leading candidates? Now that we've known some of the mechanisms that are being developed, now that we've had them talking, describing the other as having a past history of drug dealing, drug barons, criminality, massive looting of the public treasury, our task as citizens is to learn from these revelations, investigate their veracity, because we don't know whether they're true or not.
And that was the voice of Dr. Jibrin Ibrahim. And let's get to hear from Dr. Eugene Enahoro.
Any successful system has what they call a feedback and control mechanism. That is vested in the National Assembly. First and foremost, to present a budget and then to do oversight functions. So as long as the National Assembly is the way it is today, I think there was a past president who said that even if the prophet came to be president, he wouldn't be able to run the country. I didn't hear any of the candidates address how they're going to deal with the National Assembly. So this, I will do, I will do, I will do. They won't do because they cannot do. What can they do? That is the important point, which is, oh well, the prophet's gone. He mentioned it about understanding the limitations of what they can do. So with all this promising that, it's not going to anywhere. I call it messianic politics. Somebody says, the only reason Nigeria is in such a mess is because I haven't been president. Basically, it's what they're all telling us. Now, we know that the graveyards are full of the bodies of indispensable human beings. So let's forget that you haven't been president. Why is it? Are they telling us that no president ever meant well? That's not true.
Now let's hear from Dr. Yetunde Anibaba.
Like everyone has said, really, those manifestos are excellently written academic work until they actually start to take action. Now, if indeed that actions are taken or statements are made that suggest that they're serious about unifying the country, then they should begin to think in terms of the security situation very deliberately, right? Because as we know, that really is the foundation to everything else. None of the candidates, in my opinion, have demonstrated a clear understanding of the fact that we have a future to protect. Given the population of young people in this country, there is not a lot that actually articulates any clear positions as to how do we ensure that some of the young people sitting in this room, for example, will be able to take this country somewhere, you know, and build them up in a way that we're assured that are already going past the youthful age, as it were, that there is a country that will be left after we're all done. They don't inspire that confidence at all. Thank you.
Now you've heard from the panelists at the 20th Daily Trust Dialogue in Abuja. In summary, the panelists believe that the presidential candidates did not really identify how to solve the problems in their manifestos. With that, we have come to the end of this episode of Nigeria Daily. But to get to know all of the things that transpired at the Daily Trust Dialogue, do not forget to check Daily Trust on YouTube and on Facebook for more. You can leave comments about how the panelists have interrogated the presidential agenda, the 2023 presidential agenda. You can find us on social media. On Twitter and Instagram, we are Daily_Trust. And on Facebook, you can find us at Daily Trust. You can listen to this episode again by searching for Nigeria Daily on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. Do not forget that you can listen to our previous episodes as well from these platforms. You can listen to us on terrestrial radio on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola. You can listen to us on Unity FM 93.3 in Jos and Sawaba Radio 104.9 Hadejia, not forgetting Badegi Radio in Minna, which has the frequency 90.1. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Martia Umar.